Okay, let's open the book of 3 John, verse 2 and verse 3 and verse 4. Let's talk about prosperity. The Christian prosperity. Amen. Church, don't be so holy until you forget that you are also expected to prosper. Nobody from this church will leave this earth and go and meet Jesus a poor man or a poor woman. Anybody listening to me now, wherever you are listening to me, amen. Nobody comes across this ministry by accident. Whichever way you got in touch with us, it is God that designed it. And how do I know? The fact that you came for the first time and you came back again, that is evidence that God has designed to bless you also through this ministry. If not, the first time you come, you go vexed because of the way we preach here. And you will not come back. Amen. Only people who are sincere with themselves and they love truth will love this ministry. Amen. And knowing that God has designed and, you know, Himself brought you here Himself, we that preach in this ministry, all of us that are ministers in this church, we are careful the way we minister to you. Because if we mess up, God will deal with us. Me as a preacher, I owe you nothing but the truth. And anything I tell you, that is what I owe you. It is the truth. And the truth is truth. And there is no other way of saying the truth than to say the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the last day of the program for Prosperity Week. But let's look at the way prosperity has been presented in Christendom, has been presented in such a way that most of us Christians generally, we have tended to despise that aspect of the gospel because of the way some preachers have presented it. They have used the preaching of prosperity to enrich themselves instead of enriching those they are preaching to. Amen. They have used taking advantage of what the scripture says, and they have used it to enrich themselves. And I said it during the week, and I repeat it, and let the whole world hear me again, that no pastor, no GO has a moral right to stand and give testimony of his earthly possessions when he is depending totally on the tithe and offerings of the church. Any preacher that says, that comes to boast, before I enter into the ministry, nobody that looked me for my village. But since this ministry started now, can't you see how many cars I have? I have the best house in my village. I do this, I do that, and all earthly possession. That is not the testimony of a preacher. The testimonies that we should hear like that should be testimonies from the members. The members are the ones that are supposed to say, since I have been practicing what our pastor has been teaching us, this is what I have achieved since I came into the ministry. That is evidence that that pastor is a prosperity preacher. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that you will know that the scripture, that the Bible says that in the latter they say people, they will be with feared weights. They will make merchandise of you. It is fulfilling now. With sweet mouth. Amen. When they tell you bring to God, what they are actually telling you is bring to them. When they tell you come and sow to God, they are actually telling you come and sow to them. If it were one of those now, thousands of you are gathered here this night, they will collect millions here with feared weights to complete the pastor's house in his village. It is wrong. That is why some of us have despised that aspect of the gospel. But church, whether we despise it or not, there is prosperity in the Bible. Amen. Amen. Now let's go to 3 John. 3 John, that is where all ministers, they start quoting from here. So me too, I will start quoting from there. Verse 2. They quote verse 2 only, but I will quote up to verse 4. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. John was speaking to the church that he pastored. Now, watch verse 2 very well. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. This is where they stop. And they will start to speak big and sweet grammar. But look at that scripture very well. Look at that scripture very well. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. The emphasis in that verse is the next statement. Even as thy soul prospereth. So, there is a prosperity of the soul and there is material prosperity. But in the context of that verse, which one comes first? He said you will prosper as the soul prospereth. That means you must first establish the prosperity of the soul first. But he's also adding, while you have now established the prosperity, you are prospering, your soul is prospering, he wish above all things that you will also prosper in material things. Which is exactly what Jesus Christ said. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all other things shall follow. Listen, church. That is the reason why we in this church, before we do prosperity week, we do baptism of the Holy Ghost week. That's the reason. In the month of June, every year, we fast for 21 days. One prayer point only. Cleaning up ourselves, sanctifying ourselves for 21 days fasting. We end it with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Making your calling and election sure. Why? For many are called, few are chosen. How many people are choosing here? How many people are choosing? Somebody shout, I am choosing. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why are you looking at me? Because I say we are choosing. He said many are called, few are. We are the few that are choosing. Somebody shout, I am choosing. Yes. It's Bible we are talking. Amen. If you are in Christ, you are a winner. How many winners are here? You are winners. If you are under the blood of Jesus Christ, you are redeemed. How many people are redeemed here? That is who you are. You are redeemed. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if you have baptized correctly, you are a Baptist. How many Baptists are here? Sure. And the Church of Jesus Christ is not located in any particular address. It is a spiritual body. It is a worldwide body. That is the meaning of Catholic. Catholic means universal. How many people belong to the universal church? How many people are Catholics here? We are the Catholics. If you are born again, you are a Catholic. Amen. You have to understand it. And we are in this world, but not of this world. Therefore, we are a celestial church. Heavenly church. How many celestials are here? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you come to church like this, Pride Assembly, we have only one assignment: to make your calling and election sure. The Bible speaks about Christ in you, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. The hope of glory. The Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, you can never go in the rapture. That is the only visa for you to go in the rapture. And where they go to go and get visa, where do you call that place? How many people have come ready to collect their visa to go to heaven? Therefore, if you are coming here, you have come to Christ's embassy. Can I see your hand? Christ Embassy. Christ Embassy. That is who we are. Yes. Hallelujah. And where the children of God are gathered is called an assembly of the children of God. God comes among them. How many people are from assemblies of God here? We are an assembly of God's children. So we are all assemblies of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody, as you just take that bread and that wine, you will receive the Holy Ghost. You can never take that and remain the same. If you take it in the right understanding. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the apostle is wishing the church that they may prosper and be in health. So prosperity, healing and deliverance is part of the gospel. And I emphasize it because there are churches that have decided to put this aspect of the gospel one side. And God will only honor your faith if your faith is according to the word. And if you reject any aspect of the word, you will lose the benefit that aspect you have rejected brings to you. You will lose it. And that is why, particularly enter mercy believers, they glory in poverty. No, we should not glory in poverty. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. No, wealth is part of what flow from the cross of Calvary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are supposed to be wealthy. And to be wealthy is to have anything in abundance. And he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. When you are wealthy, people say you are rich. Glory be to God. Because the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 about God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, it says, though he was rich, he became poor, that through his poverty we might become rich. It flowed from the cross of Calvary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we have spiritual wealth, and we have material wealth. The two of them all, you cannot have one and drop the other. That prayer is for the two to flow together. And when you talk about wealth, prosperity here, everyone here is looking at the one-sided aspect of it. You are looking at money, money, money. Because the Bible says money answered all things. So everybody, money, once you say prosperity, now money, 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 acquire new car, acquire new house, acquire new wife, acquire new husband. Prosperity, new cloth, prosperity, prosperity. Change the furniture in your house, prosperity, prosperity. Amen. No, listen, before you as a Christian can be referred to as a wealthy man or woman as a Christian, these two abundance must be seen around you. Then we can say you are wealthy, and that is what we want to achieve. That's why to face the spiritual one, the spiritual gift, I mean the spiritual wealth, amen. And remember, whatever it is, the Bible says that there is nothing we have that we did not receive. We came to this world naked. And when we will be living, we will leave this world also, like as we come. We came with nothing. And the Bible says, and it is certain, that is how the Bible put it, and it is certain we will leave this world with nothing. Forget, no matter what they put in that casket and put inside the hole with you, it will remain there. You are going, it is there. Muslims understand that even better than Christians. Christian will die. They are using 1.something million naira to go and buy casket. The Muslim will look for one wrapper, wrap the and then put one something and just whether he was a billionaire, they catch that. It's only Christians that have not caught it. Somebody died. They are keeping him. They are waiting and waiting to gather money and do all and spend all the money that man didn't see while he was alive on him, on his dead body. As if what you are spending is following him to where he's going. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, spiritual wealth is the acquisition of spiritual wealth is the acquisition of the fruits of the Spirit. You must have the fruit of the Spirit also in abundance. You must have wisdom in abundance. You must have knowledge in abundance. Anointing, you must also have it in abundance. These signs shall follow them that believe. But he's the one that gives you that grace. He's the one that gives you power to make wealth. He's also, that's why it is called the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. That is the evidence, the manifestation of the Spirit that is in you. That is the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 lists all of them. You must have every one of them in abundance. I want you to understand prosperity. Because we have seen people who are rich, but very wicked. They are Christians. Yes. They are wicked. They have no love. But love is also something to be acquired. It's a fruit of the Spirit. And you must have it abundantly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why Apostle Paul said we should desire spiritual gifts. Like you desire to have money, you should desire also the manifestations of the Spirit that is in you. Of course, that is why he said there are 34 Christians. There are 64 Christians. And there are 104 Christians. That is the wealth that you have, spiritually speaking. Your spirit man. Amen. If you lack this, then you are spiritually poor. If you lack love, can we open in Galatians chapter 5? Amen. Joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. There is no law. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, now, you must have that in abundance. In abundance. And it is what you have, you give. How do I know you don't have it? If somebody who doesn't have money, if you, no matter what you do around him to get money, he doesn't have it. So there's nothing he can do. He can't give you because he doesn't have the money. And what is the evidence? The evidence is from the cloth where they wear, say, you know he's poor. For the shoe he wear, you know, say he don't get car, he don't trek tire. Yes. Praise the Lord. From the texture of his cloth, you will know that he doesn't seem to have too many clothes. Now the same way they wash wear. So they, he don't wash, he don't wear out. Sometimes he don't get iron to even iron. NEPA know they give a light, so generator he don't get. So you can know it. Amen. When you see somebody who has money, it is show for body now. It go show. When you see him, it is show. Because he's wealthy. The type of car he rides, you see it. The type of house, enter his house. Wow. When it is time to eat, see the camp food when they serve for table. Yes. There are some people that eat boil yam with red oil as a meal. Red oil with salt. The whole family. And when they finish eating that, they have to gather again and pray that God will give them for tomorrow. There are people that live like that. Praise God. That is poverty. If anybody is in that condition here today, after today it will change. I say it will change. I say it must change. So also it is spiritually. Amen. Hallelujah. One who doesn't have love, go around him, you will see everything there and a hatred, hatred, hatred. Hatred, nothing to, nothing, no hatred. Why? It's what he has, he gets. No matter how you see you, they suffer. There is nothing inside of him to bring out compassion. So, he doesn't even take notice of you. And if you come to beg him, there's language where he go use that you even regret coming to him. If a Google stay in your poverty, than to go add waiting talk on top of your frustration. And he can't help you because he doesn't have it. Amen. Does not have joy. Does not have joy. So if you come around him, what will you receive? Long suffering. He cannot endure. He's not a gentle person. Amen. They are the ones that when you reach bus stop, you wonder who among them is the conductor or the agbero. Only to discover, say, na passenger him be. And he's carrying Bible. He's not a gentleman. Goodness. Faith. Faith. Amen. Faith believes all things. Faith says nothing is impossible. Faith says yes, yes, yes. He doesn't know no, 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 no. He's weak, but he will tell you I'm strong. He's sick, but he says, I am well. He has not eaten, he says, all is well. Because he's filled with faith. But the ones that don't have faith, what happens? I don't know why. I don't know why God bring me come this world. I don't know why God bring me come this world. When I was a prostitute, at least I was eating every time. Our customers were coming. Now I say I am married to Jesus now. See what they are, they face. Nothing. Cream to rub yourself, no day. Cloth, na borrow they wear. Which kind of thing be this? Now what do you get? They talk. He has no faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Temperance. No. Lie. Touch him. You go know who he be. I have seen Christians say, I go drop this Bible and show you who I be. I have heard it. I have heard the Christian. They say, I will drop this Bible and show you I am from Okija. Yes. I have heard it. Don't blame him. It's what he has is given. Temperance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But let me tell you, poverty is a curse. Tell your neighbor, poverty is a curse. So don't accept it. Reject it with all you have. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 4 and verse 7 or so. It says, all the brethren of the poor do hate him. Proverbs 14 verse 20. Even your own brother, because you are poor, they will hate you. But when you are rich, everybody is your friend. Oh my, who wants to be rich? I want to be rich. I'm talking about rich, both spiritual and physical. Both financial and spiritual. If you are rich in love, people will be coming to you when they have problem. When you are rich in anointing, yesterday, me and Pastor Thomas, we were pitying Prophet Sunday. As late as about almost 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., somebody who was here since about 7 p.m., 7 a.m., as at 8 p.m., when I sent for him to come, he left to come, then we are still pursuing him. Please now. He had been seeing people since we closed almost 3 or 4, and he was still there. They were still pursuing him until he will enter his car. Even inside the car, they will. Yes. Amen. But they cannot follow Brother Jerry like that. Because he doesn't have what Sunday has. Do you understand? There is something Sunday is rich with. He's rich with a grace that has been found. And anybody that needs that thing, you come to. But before Sunday began to manifest that, nobody knew him. He was doing coordinator here. They tell his sister that here, they say, hey, this man. You know, they have bad mouth. Some of these sisters, bad mouth. That's why, if you watch, the brothers that the coordinators assign to the sister side, they are normally single brothers. The married coordinators, they stay this side. The men's side. Because when a man who has kept a woman like you at home, come, say, please sit like this, you insult her. You know the thing will pain her. You go, see this one again. So I thank you very much, our head coordinator, for the wisdom you have. The strength of a woman and her mouth today. If he releases her on you, child. Oh my. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sunday was with you here. Who knew him? Nobody. Nobody. But suddenly, he became rich. In the anointing. Every minute, Prophet Sunday's phone is ringing. Every minute, Igbo's phone is ringing. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what wealth does. That's exactly what wealth does. Amen. When you are poor, that is the state where you cannot meet your basic needs. The basic needs. No, no, no. But I want you to know that even that curse of poverty, the curse was given to man in the Garden of Eden. God cursed the ground for Adam's sake. And said, we will sweat before you will eat. That is the story, the history, the beginning of man's frustration, poverty. But, hallelujah, that same crown, the tissues and everything it has, they made it a crown in the head of Jesus Christ. They didn't know what they were doing. The Bible says, if they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they had known who he was. And if Satan had known what he was also doing, what it will achieve. Amen. That's what the Bible says. All of us, listen. All things work together for good. Always take note that when you pray for God to establish you, hallelujah, just know that the way he will use to take you to your destiny, sometimes very, very awkward. But my Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. Your own is just to follow. Follow, follow, follow. That's all. Just follow. Amen. Imagine that you are Joseph. After you saw your dream that you'll be a king, then you end up inside prison yard. For offense, you didn't even commit. If you be criminal, that's a different thing. But you are trying to live clean life. And false allegations sent you to the prison. But unknown to you, the springboard to your destiny, two people from the palace were inside the prison there to connect you with. How God works is very unusual. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. All things work together for good. But whatever it is, don't accept poverty. Why? It has been nailed to the cross on Calvary. Every curse that's been working against you, whether a man lay amo, or we inherited it from Adam, or now you curse them for yourself, or whatever it is, Christ took everything and nailed it to the cross on Calvary. That is what we want to remind the heavens and the earth with the communion tonight. As you take that bread, you want to remember that your situation has kept him in this frustration. Somebody here. Hallelujah. That situation has been judged on the cross of Calvary. As you take it. No wonder the Lord said we should come and close the program with this communion. To remind whatever that demon, that deity, that has covenanted itself, to remind them that, no, I cannot be poor again. Amen. I cannot be poor. Even if Nami caused the problem where I get now, because many of us, the problem why we are poor, now we cause her. You see somebody now, been fasting from Monday till now, then he will get a job. Then when he gets the job finished, you say, oh, thank God. before this year I must build my house. From salary, I'll be from the one where you go thief. See? You know, it's a very unfortunate situation in Christianity. Until very few people can a pastor of a church now recommend for a job somewhere. Because you do that, you may be the one to go to jail after. For being shorty for somebody. And it's bad. Very, very bad. And I taught you something that you must watch out. I have taught you several times this key. I said the Lord told me this years back. That he, God, has designed, that is his own design. He designed it like that. That he will meet the needs of man through man. Is he not capable of staying in heaven there and redeeming all his children like that and say, oh yeah, with one poof, all the team where the warriors will come out, all of us will begin to serve God. Doesn't he have the power to do that? But he wanted to redeem man, he decided to send man to redeem man. Listen, church, everybody here, tell me, anybody that has ever made it on earth, there was somebody that he met that directed him somewhere. He will always trace the beginning of his way to somebody somewhere. Amen. He will always. And that person may be your houseboy at home. That person may be your gate man. That person may be the next person you are sitting with in the church now. Praise the Lord. It may be the person you sat on the same seat in a plane, you are traveling somewhere, you are chatting. In a bus, you travel somewhere, the next person that sat with you, it may be the one. Even marriage. It may be that young man. That one careless thing you did. That said, see this one. Always something must let, you know, it must be someone. I say this, God told me this. And told me that I must be careful with everyone that comes my way. Because it could be the angel that God is sending to change your life. We also know that 419 have capitalized on this principle also. And they will come after this prosperity week now. And you will see somebody will come with one beautiful idea and then to the small one where you get before, comb them all for you. 419 will not come your way in the name of Jesus. 419, when sit down here, they hear us now. Do you think that I will talk for prosperity and I will not expose you? I must talk your side too. Amen. This is the time now for you to guide yourself very well. Because where the children of God gather, Satan too will come and gather there with them. When you stand and the prophet is giving you message that I see somebody, a connection, blah, blah, blah. Before you know what, after service, brother, you say when they come right. Me na bride abi wa dey rehobot. Amen. I saw when they gave me prophecy, say you go to London, you are going abroad to China. Now he make me the spirit of God. Then say make I come meet you. I will do the visa for you. I know they do it for anybody like that too. Not only you. I won't do it for. They are sitting down here now. Ask your neighbor, now you. Praise the Lord. They don't try me, tire. They are very bold. Very, very bold. Very, very bold. Pastor Moses, don't you know me again? Now you pray for me now. Now I'm now working. They transform me from Ejibo to Port Harcourt refinery. Now you pray for me now. Now everything don't open now. Now I say, you get one this way, one come by for Lagos. The money, it costs 40,000 naira. But with the supply unto us here, 100,000. I know where you will get it. You know where you will get it. So the people that are coming, I give them your number. Because all these people, I don't trust anybody. I tell them only you I trust. Amen. They don't do it for you. Somebody said they don't do it for you. They don't do it for you. How many people they don't do it for you? Nobody said they succeed. Whether they succeeded or not, how many they don't try on you? It's a common thing. It's a common thing. I don't expose some people now. You never know where you go there inside moto. As you sit down for inside moto finish, then they begin to talk about something where they inside boot. Hey, tell your neighbor you will not be a mumu. See, the anointing that you are going to receive here will come with wisdom. The wealth you will receive here will come with wisdom. So that when they are talking, your antenna will come on. Amen. Anybody that wants to help you, amen. And now phone, if they talk to you, you don't see him. He don't see you. And if they tell you, say, bring recharge card, 500, so that we will call you. Or bring this. Now lie. I saw one text from, they wrote there from MTN something. He said, they have selected you to be among, waiting. He said, text for this number. I say it is free. There is no text that is free. If it is free, okay, clear your credit. When there's nothing there, then try to send the text. Whether you go. Now you will wonder, what do they want to gain by that? Let me tell you what they want to gain in case you are so illiterate. Pass me for electronics. Because for computer, I'll be illiterate. But this one, I know some things. Now, you see that text you sent. That number is a special number with the provider. Whatever it is, all those network people. Anytime you send that text, you hear that the text costs 50 naira. That 50 naira is going to be shared by the owner of that line and the network. Maybe they take 30 naira, he may take 20 naira. For everyone that send that text, he is making some money from your texts. That is another one for you. People don't know that one. You send, I delete. You send again, say, then choose my name. Then choose me among. I delete. You still they send. They say, you can't get me. Praise the Lord. 419. The one where they catch people pass. Now that wash. And then you sit down for bus and for taxi. And then the driver, they always start. Where you say they drop now? Where you say this man, where you say they drop now? Now he say he just arrived from Congo. His container just arrived and one alert, he said, and Naim, he doesn't know where. And then he said, drop. Then they okay, drop now. Then he come and say, where did they this box? I beg, carry. Then they want to say, no, please, it's money. It is plenty of money. Please, then before you know what, then text with mouth, long throat. This, you be passenger, long throat. Hey, I never knew you will answer me this way. I never knew you will answer me this way. Oh. Then the first thing is it has to be secret. They will go to somebody who go design you, do one magic there, and they say, now him be the pastor, now him be the spiritual person. Then you will enter vow, or what do you call it? Covenant. Anybody who talk in Belo go swear, go die. trial on me. They've tried it. When they say, wash $300 out from it. I say, wow. You sure say this one? I read money. Say, make a go test. Make a go confirm. We go wash all the rest. I go bring the money. I carry and go meet the bureau. They change. Check this in the money. To say, they change them for me. I never knew you will answer me this way. Collected $300 from them. The next day they came. I said, what I see, remember, we wash more. At the end, I raised the eyes. I said, you are under arrest now. Confess. Who sent you to me? Who sent you to me? Or you are going to jail now. I brought out my military ID card and showed him. I said, you see, I'm a retired military man. You see my ID card? You are finished. I put it out for my pocket. Confess. He kneeled down. Praise the Lord. I seized all the three boxes so they will not use it against anybody. Seized them, burnt the nonsense they put there. I gained $300. You will not fall prey to that nonsense in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you now, this prosperity week. Anybody that says you should bring money, make it hard to do something. Or maybe we go supply something, but see where did they get them. Now lie. Now there are people there. Amen. Somebody says he's calling me from abroad. He said, make I go in battle. Now there they get the stones. Now there they go get the stones. I say, which stone you want? Say, don't worry. Now the people are coming. Say, I stay here and I know where they may sell stone. Forget that Ibadan. Oh, I'll bring better one way past that Ibadan. Oh, may them come. He said, no, there is an office in Ibadan. Make I go. I said, no, the stones you want. He said, tell them, may them come. No, but I have to go and get one paper from there first. I say, when they arrive, we'll go get the paper. But if not stone, then go get the stone. Piam, I don't see the call again. Praise the Lord. Get money when we want to, so we won't use your account. So we will send the money to your account. But you should go. Somebody they shake head, they're planning they don't finish you before. Jerry, they don't get you before. You are smarter than that. Jerry, you are smarter than that. Anybody when you see get bald head, they think well before they do anything. Yes. Now those who get hair full, rich hair, you know, now they will get problem. We, now thinking, we think very well. Now it's creep our... Tell your neighbor you will not be a mumu. Amen. Every strange call you receive is a suspect. Are you hearing me? Every strange call you receive, anybody that call me, and you are calling me with familiarity. Hello? Mosmos. I go start. I don't get any friend where they address me like that. So who be this one where don't begin today? Guess who is speaking? Guess who is speaking? Any name you call, you go say you are correct. Praise the Lord. My wife enjoys the game with them. When they call her, I go say, why are you still talking with this? And say, wait, make a burn in credit. Make a burn in credit. And they know how to see whether you have interest. When they talk, the line will cut. Then to see whether you will call back. If you call back, that means there's interest in it. Then they begin from there. And some of them don't talk with ordinary mouth. There's something they have put there. If they talk with you, by the time you realize what happened, they have finished with you. So every strange call, hello, I know you don't know me, sister. They recommended you to me. I've been looking around. I've been observing you since. Praise the Lord. I think one sister came to me during the week that her friend somewhere in Ivory Coast is a native of Ivory Coast in Papa the, where? No, he's a native somewhere there, and then in refugee camp in Senegal. Her papa will die. The account today, Scotland, UK, the one send the money, make it come with her. She has known her for some time. I say, where did you meet this woman? He say, he meet her for net. For net. Amen. Anyway, by the time I finished analyzing that to her, all that to her, I'm saying, you know why I'm saying this? It's because I'm saying to make you have sense. And by the time I finished, her eye opened and said, what you're saying makes sense. She was already looking for money to give her because they say waiting happened. I told her, I said, the picture they sent to you, I said, okay, tell that person to enter Skype, make you see in face. He sent your picture. You don't collect the picture. Oh yeah, have the picture. Say, I want to see your face. Whether or not the picture where he sent come, now you go see. I said, I lie. A person in the computer village somewhere. Every 419 that comes to you is close to you. Every strange call you receive, now somebody around you, they will find out all the information. As your car breaks down, so you, they know, say your motor don't break down. They know everything pertaining to you. So when they speak, you believe them. Call you from abroad. Guess who is calling? When you call, finish, say, I know a long time, you don't see me. I sent my friend to bring 50 handset for you. So that you sell it and have some money for you and 20 laptops. I just said, let's make it try this one. If the thing sells, then I'll be sending it to you. He's arriving tomorrow. I gave him your number. So when he arrives, then you meet him and collect the item. You then Lagos here, now Abuja or Port Harcourt, the plane go land. Somebody will call you, say, are you so-so? Say, you know so-so, I have arrived. I don't have credit. Can you send me credit so that I can be calling you? You go send a credit. Hey, I never knew you would answer me this way. The next thing is the goods have arrived. But the customs say they should bring a certain amount of money. Send it quickly so that that's the beginning. You send someone, you say this one, Mumu. They will add another thing again. Sorry, what you say again? They will add another one again. Before you tire, they don't call everything what they want from you. I say 419 will not come near you in the name of Jesus. If you see anybody sitting next to you, they vex. Me saying that 419 be as they talk. You can't do anything. You can't 419 me shishi. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody will come to you for prayer. Counseling. I don't tell all my ministers for counseling for prayer. For counseling for prayer, they introduce the business to you. Let me pray. Say, we'll come make I pray for you. You say, now you want them in business. So that, you know, there's a lot of money there. Just little amount of money like this. Where I go get little amount of money. Just 100,000 naira. I'll become a multimillionaire. I'm just looking for somebody that will invest. A minister, no, say he won't initiate you. When you finish, I say, so what do you want me to do? Praise, I need connection. Kneel down. Father, give him his connection. He needs 100,000 naira for his business to become a millionaire in Jesus' name. When you say, understand, God say, Pastor, is there no way you can just introduce me to somebody? Just 100,000 naira. and say, Jerry, say, come. He's looking for money. Please discuss. Maybe Jerry will help you. Thank you, sir. Amen. Say it with your mouth. I will not be a mumu. Say very loud. I will not be a mumu. Say it again. I will not be a mumu.
Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says, the bride has made herself ready.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now you can sow after the cross on Calvary and you will reap and you will harvest. Because you are under a covenant. Isaac was under a covenant. There was famine everywhere in Genesis 26. He sowed in the time of famine. And how was his harvest? How many fold? Hundredfold. While others were crying. Why? He was a covenant child. We are not looking at the economy of this world. It's a different economy we are operating. Our economy is an economy of sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. Giving and receiving. There's one principle that God himself demonstrated. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies. What happens to it? It abides alone. It is a principle. God wanted plenty of children on earth to harvest his children from the earth here. He sacrificed his only begotten son. Is all and all. That one seed he had, he caused it to die. But when that seed resurrected, see how many children he got. See how many children he got. If you refuse to sow, you will never reap. No farmer goes to the farm during harvest when he did not go to the farm during the planting season. There is a season for planting and there is a season for harvest. And only those who planted will be expecting a harvest. It is a principle. It is a principle. God operates by his principle. God operates by his principle. To receive, you must give. If you are not a giver, you will remain a poor person because God does not, it's not a magician. It's not a magician. If you believe in saving, I didn't say you should not save. You understand what I mean? When people are supposed, you want to, when there is time for you to help, you refuse to help. When it's time for you to give, you refuse to give. You are instead accumulating a bank account. The truth about it is, hallelujah. One day, that bank may fold up with your money. Then you come again and start all over. See, it is about your need being met. It is about your needs being met. The principle for prosperity, if you want to have anything at all, you must be a giver of that thing that you want to acquire. You cannot go and during planting season, go and plant rice. And when it is time for harvest, expect to harvest mangoes. It is whatever you sow, that is what you will reap. And it is both spiritual and physical. The principle is in Luke chapter 6, verse 30. The first line there says, give to every man that asketh of thee. And there's another thing that he added there. Luke chapter 6. There's another thing he added there, which many of us don't seem to understand that verse very well. Verse 30, give to every man that asketh of thee. The next line there, he said, and of him that taketh away thy goods, he said, ask them not again. Ask them not again. I'll come to that shortly. But the emphasis here is give. Now, notice that it didn't mention whether it is money. It just said give. He said, and to anyone that asketh of thee. He said, give to every man that asketh of thee. So, because there are some of you that give only to certain categories of people. Amen. Give to every man that asketh of thee. He said, and to the one that you gave and refused to pay you back, he said, don't go after him. That is a very hard one to follow. But there is a reason. Every commandment God gives, there's a reason. There's a wisdom behind it. You follow it. Amen. Listen. Amen. Verse 38. Let's look at that verse. It says, give everybody that can read. 1, 2, 3. Can we go together? Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meted withal, it shall be measured to you again. Did he say you should give money? Verse 31 says, and as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. As you will that men should do to you, so do it like that to men also. He says, give and it shall be given unto you. And I told you, there is material wealth and there is spiritual wealth. It covers every aspect of these two areas. If you want people to love you, you must give love out. You say, nobody, anywhere I go, they know they like me. They know, anywhere I go, I know they receive favor. Before you complain, do you yourself give out favor? If you give favor, amen, anywhere you go, it is automatic. It is a law. Not only for Christians, it is for every human being. It is God's design like that. It's a law like that. It's a law for living. No witch can frustrate somebody that is a giver. To the level where until you'll be so frustrated, lie, somebody will come to help you. Amen. If you are in the business of lifting up people when they are down, you lift them up. The day you go down, somebody will come and lift you up. It is a law. It is a law. If you are in the business of setting stumbling blocks for people to stumble and fall, your own is waiting for you in front. It is a law. It is a law. And watch the way Jesus Christ himself put it. He said, give, and it shall be given unto you. If you are in the business of making people to cry, you make people to cry, And there are several things you can do for somebody to cry. Yes. Character defamation. Assassination. Character. You carry somebody and go and finish her, finish your friend behind with gossip. People do that and don't know the effect. This is a law. No prayer can change it. No fasting can change it. Only you can change it by change of attitude. That's why I'm emphasizing it. It's total wealth. I'm talking about Christian prosperity. See, if you are there busy making people cry, you too, as you make somebody cry, you too, it shall be given unto you good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. Running over. Shall they also make you cry? Your own cry is on the way coming. I'm telling you. That is, you know, because there are some people that just out of envy, jealousy, they see their friend engaged to marry somebody. And before you know what, they will go and do something and break that relationship. They are the ones that say, any man come, they think, this one come, they think, I just feel disappointment. Pastor, what will happen? If you break any relationship, your own too will come pressed down, shaking together, running over. Shall disappointment be given to you? Yes. It's a law. It's a law. That's how foolish some people don't know about this God that created us. As you would that men should do to you. If you want people to love you, give love. You want people to visit you, visit others. You want your own wedding to be well attended, every friend of yours that is wedding, make sure you attend. If you want to have gifts, make sure you go with a gift. Anything you do, when it is your turn, that thing will be replicated in good measure. Press down. Run into. It is a principle. It's a principle. You dey teach your master money when you dey serve him. You go graduate. You go come be your guy. You go come get your own boys. Now so then go teach your money well. In good measure. Press down. Shake it together. Running over, shall your boys give your money? It is a law. It is a law. It is a law. Somebody's child is living with you and you are maltreating that child. You have your own children. What you give somebody's child, somebody too will give your own child in the future. It's a matter of time. It is coming. That is what life is. Maybe somebody here, you are hearing this for the first time. You have never considered this aspect of life. These two aspects that I've spoken this night. One, to know that the person you are meeting may be your benefactor. May be the man that God has destined for you, for your situation to change. And he may just come to you now. You just don't know. He's so poor now that you met, but you don't know what may happen to him tomorrow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have too many examples to substantiate this. I just say, lay this thing down for somebody to just catch it and rearrange your life by yourself. Proverbs 26 verse 2 says, a curse, curseless, cannot come. Anyone that say, curse come, every other person go deliver on their own, break your own, no break. Then you know there is something that you must be doing that is causing it. Certainly. All these funny things people do. All these funny things. Sister, you are single. Then all you specialize is somebody's husband. Somebody we don't marry. Now you they sneak out with. Wait! You go get married. As all girls go surround your husband. Yes, it is a law. And no prayer will change it. I am telling you, because whatsoever you sow is what you will reap. And with the same measure you made out, with the same measure shall be meted to you too. It is a law. The book of Proverbs is a law. It's a law. It's a law for existence. A law. You are not a giver. You will never be a receiver. You will never be. I told you people the example that this millionaire chief, Emeka Abiola, I was watching him on the television when he was still alive. And the press man were giving the man that was interviewing him on some other issues. And they told him, say, you are always giving, 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 giving. The money not they finish. The man was asking him. And I was watching. I was an unbeliever at that time. He said, if I said I want to give you something, he said, will you receive it? He said, yes. And the man did like this. He said, you did like this, and I am giving you money. He said, which hand is on top? He said, it's the hand of the giver that is on top. The hand of the receiver is under. He said, because he's a giver, I say he will always remain on top. That is an unbeliever that had that principle. Didn't Jesus say, it is more blessed to give than to receive? And you see some people will brag now. That I'm talking giving, they are happy. This church, they know they give. That is, it's expecting that Nahim will the priest may then give to. Then after service now, he will leave this one. Leave here, come go this one. The same story he tell you. The same story go tell this one. Same story tell this one. And you don't know that it's evidence that it's a curse upon you. It's a curse of Abiala. It's a curse of Abiala. It's a Abiala. It's a stage that you will reach. It will be so humiliating that you will hate it. A young man came to my office one before we moved to this site. He came that day. He was crying. One evening, I just was in the office. It was not even a service day. What happened? He said, the next thing left for me now is suicide. It's suicide. It's suicide. Life is useless. Life is meaningless. Life is useless. What happened? He was brought down, sold his car, sold everything, including chair, to be able to survive. Until self-reach, sell television. Anytime the problem, he will sell. Until everything, sold everything. What is the problem? He said, he doesn't know. He said, for his wife that gave birth to a baby, that period, to have food to eat, he said, he has to go to bus stop. I said, please, brother, can you help me? You know, with also 200 naira. He said, if the thing reach 60 naira, that time when he reached 60 naira, he said, at least this one can buy Oki and buy this one. Then he will come back home. That is what the devil wanted to reduce him to. Then, unfortunately for him, that day, for international airport, he go collect more than 10 naira for somebody. Then, reaching near the Air Force gate, there near the local airport. He went to another guy. No, say not the same man we don't meet for. And the guy said, you are useless. Are you not the one that told me this? So he said, this cannot continue. And he said, you have to change. Then he said, he remembered, said, there's one church. He came. Now, you know, God delivered him. You know why? He hated this situation. He didn't like what he was doing. I am telling you, Jerry, you may know the person. You know him. I'm telling you that 2 months or so after that, he invited the whole church to his house and hosted us. We were few workers. And for it was making like a thanksgiving for God restoring him. He bought another 2 cars that period. God just restored him. Wow! But every one of us that went, now 5 alive and this one and wine and everywhere. He said, devil wanted to finish him. It was here after we prayed for him. God lifted him again. Why? He hated being a beggar. You should hate it. It's a shame for a man like you to go about and be begging from places. It's a shame. So you don't brag in it until you are not even ashamed. You say, this child, they know the help us himself. They know the help us himself. Who you need to help? Who you need to help?
preaching now, some people are now saying, when you close now, you will see how many people are going to rush you
depending on how you appear. Or which car you want to enter. Praise the Lord. It will look small to you. How much? 100 naira? You even give it, take 500 naira. You don't know he's leaving you, he's going to another place. If you go watch first, you they drive, go and finish, you go face another one again. You go look who again. Now so, every service day, he must come here, go at least with 10,000 naira. Every service day. Tight, you know, go pay for that money. Who will look at himself and say, I will not be a beggar. I will not live by begging. Say it. I will not live by begging. I will be a giver. I will not be a beggar. I will be a giver. I will not. Say very well to yourself. Call your name. Moses Alu. I will not be a beggar. I will be a giver. Finally, amen. Listen, there are different types of seeds and there are different types of soils. Naturally speaking, there are some seeds that if you sow, you will reap, it will germinate and you go and harvest some 3 months, 6 months, like vegetable. Corn, 6 months, some 1 year. But there are also some seeds that when you plant, you will not eat the fruit sometimes after 6 years. Like mango. Amen. But the difference between the two seeds is that the one that you put and chop immediately, each time you don't chop finish, you will go back again and till the ground. And then plant again. And so they come again. Plant again. But this other one, when you plant only once in a lifetime. When it begins to prove fruit, you only wait for the season. On its own, you go and pluck the fruit and eat. And reserve to the next season. You continue to reap it. You continue to reap it. There are some breakthroughs that when you have, you may not even want to walk again for the rest of your life. But that harvest, you may have planted that 20 years ago. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, always note that we must also go with patience anytime we sow. Why I say so is, there are people that you help that are in need. They are supposed to be fertile ground. One thing that scares givers is that after you help somebody, the same person will turn again and hurt you. Now, I've told you this several times. In the principle of sowing and reaping, it is not the person you help that you will get that thing back from. So whatever the person does to you, ignore it. Don't tie it to the fact that I helped him and his face is therefore I'm not going to help people again. No, that person is the devil want to use him to stop you from harvesting. That's why Ecclesiastes chapter 11 says, cast thy bread upon many waters. After some days you will find it. He said in the morning, sow. In the evening, sow. He said you don't know which of them will bring, whether this one or that. He said, he that regarded the wind will not sow. Don't regard any situation. Don't look at anything. The thing there is, if opportunity comes for you to do good, do good. Just do it. As much as lieth in you, do good to everyone that needs your help, that you can afford. You don't know which of them one day will help you. You don't know which of them. Praise the Lord. I told you the testimony of somebody who did the same thing. Just help somebody with a ticket to go abroad. 10 years after, he himself now, frustration all over him. Until somebody needed someone to help him in Nigeria when he had problem with his business in the East. and in China, went to a restaurant and saw a young man that looks like a Nigerian. He said, "You are a Nigerian?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Do you know anybody in Nigeria that can help me?" He said, "I don't know whether this man, I don't know, he's the only one I know that may help you. He's connected." While he was doing that, this man, they don't give him quit notice for his house. He could not get food to even, everything crashed. Suddenly, he gave this man, look for the number, gave that to Oyibo, and that's all. Somebody that needed, he said, as at that time, he needed other 400,000 or something like that, ticket to go to China. They brought him to him. He didn't know them, but he was used to helping people like that. He told me that every day he would spend nothing less than 3 million naira in giving. He said, because people come from his village, people come, this one come, take. He had money. But suddenly everywhere closed up and they raked him down. And that man came down. Call him. I'm arriving in Nigeria. So. Somebody gave me your number. He's calling the name of the person. He doesn't know him. Until he said, when he went and met him in Sheraton Hotel, he told him, this is his problem. Can you help? He said, "Yes, the governor of the state is a friend of mine. Give me some time. Let me go and find out, confirm what you are saying." He said, when he was going, he said, the man said, "Wait now." He gave him a briefcase. He said it was a briefcase that he brought. He said it's a present for him. He bought something for him inside. He said when he opened it, it was 10 million naira inside the briefcase. That is how that same man, came back after he arranged and then he recollected his business back. When he got there, when he was to go back, they said it is okay now. If they landed the east there at the airport, they saw mobile police, everyone that came to escort him. He was wondering, who be this man where I meet? That is how he went and collected by his company. And when they were coming back to Lagos, the man gave him again 30 million. He didn't ask him. And that is how he bought his house that is in now. And that man helped him. He would just come and visit him. What is it? Why are you using this type of time? No, use Mapu. He said, "I don't have money." No. How much are they saying? They say it's 20-something million. They say, "You should have told me." You'll give and check. No, use Mapu. That house has a swimming pool, has a lawn tennis court, has 2 weeks, a mansion. I have been there. Nobody say I have entered the house. It's a believer of this entire message now. I'm telling you something, church. He sold it. All the other people he helped, did anyone come? No. But that one poor man, that is the principle. Keep helping. You don't know who is who that you will meet one day. Praise the Lord. Who is who? I have too many examples of my own personal experience. I don't want to bore you with that. But let that principle be established. But I can tell you one quickly. The children in my house wanted to change their school for proximity then to the Air Force Secondary School. I didn't know the director. I am out of the Air Force. I was not in that section. I don't know him. I asked for his name. I don't know any of the officers working there. I had to go to another place. "Please, when I know this one, can you give me a note to the director or somebody?" I said, "But all the big men want their children in that school. How will he? He doesn't know me. How will he do?" Somebody gave me a note and sent one officer to go with me. When we went there, that should give it to one other officer working there, not the director. He said, "I went to give." We looked for it. The man was not around. Then suddenly, this officer went to me and said, "Okay, after all, you were here before now. Let's enter and see him." I said, "It's not about entering and seeing. Pity the man. You know how many people are on his head for this help I want now." He said, "Emokwigo." He filled form in his name. Then saw that two of us go enter. As soon as we enter the man's office, he just saw me, shouted, "Alu!" He jumped up, came and hugged me. I don't know him. I have never seen him. I have never met him. I don't remember him at all. I was just looking, whether not dream be this. He said, "Sit down." He drove everybody in the office.
He said, ah, you left. You don't even come to see us again. Ah, this one, this one. So Mr. Sida said, Oga, you know now. The next thing is there anything you want me to do for you? I said, I have my two children. I want them in so-so-so school. He said, wait. One officer was going. He said, come back. Is that list? I've used it. He said, collect the names of those people. He said, do you know this officer, Alu? The man said, he has had the name. He said, he is somebody that anything he wants in the Air Force, we will do it for him. Why I do that? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he met me one day in my own office that time. Maybe. I don't know. Till today, I don't. Today, now, if the man stands, so I know what he look like. I won't even recognize him. And that is how I follow the man to his office. He said, no, sir, you just go now. Go to the school. Tell the children to go to school. They will see their name there. That's all. Maybe something I did. That's what I wanted to do. Maybe something I did. I can give you one more example. A friend of mine was made the governor of a state. Then I went, I did a job. Pay me now, no grip pay me. Pay me now, no grip pay me. Military governor. Which can't tell me this now? So I reported him to all our friends. Everybody said, this man, this job finished. The job was to pay me about 4 point something million naira. Just small job. Then one day, he said this, he called me, said, Oga, make I come. I flew from Lagos. I went there. I saw him, kept me till 10 in the night. Smota, tell him this. He said, tell him now, sir, don't wait, you're tired. He said, Smota, he came, he said, let's go to the house. We went to the house. After 12 in midnight, he said, make we come out. We drove in a disguised vehicle. We went to a guest house, his guest house. He said, Alu, you are reporting me to everybody. I said, yes, now, pay me now. You know what, pay me. You know, I said, tomorrow if you come up over here. He said, look, you don't know what I owe you. Why I have not paid you is I've been thinking of what I will do to pay you back. You don't know what you did for me when you were in the Air Force. He said, this is why you are disturbing. I'm telling you. He said, the 4 million, he said, I have spoken to Akana. Go and meet him tomorrow, Akana. I will pay you. But I'm still thinking of what I will do. He paid me that. A month later, he called me. They called me again. Say, Oga, say he wants to see me. When I went, they said, then they built something somewhere. I wanted to take 2 blocks. I said, how much for each block? We were inside motor. They go somewhere for night with him. I said, how much, sir? They said, I think they say each one is, everything is about four. They said, four million naira. I said, Oga, you make me travel from Lagos to come here for 4 million naira contract. Everyone, give me something. Praise the Lord. I was now dictating to him. You will begin to dictate to people that will follow you in the name of Jesus. That is how you change it to 22 million naira. I'm talking about something 1996 or so. 22 million or something of money. Amen. Listen, church. Why? Something I did before. When I heard that he had reported, I just went there. He reported 2 days earlier. I went there from the gate. They were making. I said, just tell him now I am the one. Small time, the ADC came and said, Oga Lu, I went there. We sit down, we chop together first. He was eating when he sent for me. We chop with the governor for tip. Why did I have that access? Something I did when he was nothing. Somebody here that you are maltreating anyhow, maybe the person that will lift you up tomorrow. Listen, 90% of the people around you may be very useless people. That you do them something, they will never show appreciation. But one person that will come after those 90 people you have helped may be the one that God will use. After all, you are that house help that you are maltreating. What if something happened? And now reverse become the case and you have children. The Bible says that I have been young, now I am old. He said, I have not seen the righteous
forsaken, nor his children beg bread. The righteous forsaken when he has problem. His children beg bread when he is gone. When he is no more, his name will take care of his children. And some, his name will destroy his children. The children, some will even have to change their surname. I want you to see, it's a principle. And one of the grounds that you sow, that you expect harvest, number one, I repeat, number one, is the poor around you. Especially the poor in the household of faith. The Bible teaches so. The second one, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The second one is God. Anything that has to do with the promotion of the kingdom, progress of the gospel, anything you do for the progress of the gospel is a very fertile ground. He said, he that giveth to the poor lendeth to God, and he will surely repay him. And he says, we should go and preach. There's a way Apostle Paul put it in Romans chapter 10. He said, how will they hear if there's nobody to go? And how will they go except they are sent? The evangelist that went to win souls, if he's going because you sponsor him through a seed to go and do the job, the same reward he has is the same reward you have before God. Hallelujah. We pay millions every month to sustain this television station that they are watching us all over the world now. There are people sitting down here that have vowed themselves to be sponsoring it. It's a fertile ground. There are some of these things you do, you don't even need anybody to pray for you. The blessing is automatic. And the third area is on God's servants. When I say the poor includes the widows and the orphans. The widows and the orphans, the needy ones around. And the other ground I say, the ministers of God. Praise the Lord. The ministers of God. And this is the way Apostle Paul put it in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, chapter 9. Chapter 9. Let me read it from verse 6. My emphasis is in verse 12 and verse 13. But let me read it from verse 6. But this I say, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Then he offered this prayer in verse 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower. Who is he that ministereth seed to the sower? It's God. The seed you sow, who gave it to you? It's God. He said, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being a risk in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. I repeat verse 11. King James Version, if you read it, King James Version, it can confuse you, but I'll break it down for you. Being a risk in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God, for the administration of this service, not only supply the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God, while by the experiment of this ministration, They glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. And by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. Let me break these three scriptures for you. What he's saying here is, your action of meeting the needs of the saints, it achieves two things. One, what it does when you give to the saints, a widow, an orphan, just a needy person, a poor person in our midst, or to the minister of God. He said, what it does is, it produces thanksgiving. They will be praising God because they are in need, and they know there is only God that can take care of them. A poor man, anytime you come to help him, the first thing he does is to praise God. Is to praise God. And it is that praise that he praises God that draws God down to see, why is this poor man praising me? Then he will see the reason why he's praising you. Praising him is that you met a need of his. And for doing that, God then comes to you and blesses you. Now, the opposite of it is, if you cause that widow, that orphan, that poor man to cry, God hears the cry of the poor. Hallelujah. He says, in another scripture, he says, he that stoppeth his ear to the cry of the poor, he said, he himself will cry and he will not be heard. Now, when you make that child of God to cry, God will hear his cry and come down, find out, why is this my son crying? And he will see the person that caused him to cry, and he will discern his anger on you. That is how God works. That's why I pity armed robbers. I pity kidnappers. That's why I pity thieves that go and steal people's things. Anytime you steal somebody's thing and he curse you, the curse will work. I'm telling you. That's why they never have peace. You're in the business of frustrating people. They are crying to God. Watch your own life. Watch your own life. No peace. You will never have peace. Then he said that when they do that also, they also now will begin to also pray for you. The gift that you gave to that minister, the gift that you gave to that widow, the gift that you gave to that orphan, we send that person to mention your name in prayer. That is why givers, they never lack. They never lack. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you give, you don't give with pride. You want to help somebody, you tell everybody, na me help her, na me take and go school, na me do this one. You have collected all your reward, finish. What else do you want? Praise the Lord. One place you must not sow is to go and give somebody who already has. If you go and give a rich man that already has, you know he doesn't need what you are giving him. And you leave a poor man giving, you have wasted that seed. It's not a fertile ground. Yes. When it comes to payment of tithes, tithes in a church is not to be given to an individual minister. Anybody here, because a minister pray for you, and you go, and then you say, hey, that business, what you do? He work, I say, I can give you the tithe. And the minister collected it. Praise the Lord. He is bringing a curse upon himself. And you too, you have wasted that tithe. Tithe is not paid to an individual. Tithe is paid to the common purse of the church you belong. From there, those in charge, they know what they do with the funds of the church. Amen. Now, quickly, I believe in first fruits. These two things, very, very important. Can I also add, praise the Lord, that the Bible in verse 3, verse 5 or so, of Proverbs chapter 3, it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge God. It says, you should not lean unto your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Praise the Lord. To acknowledge God, one of it, that is why he gave us the principle of paying tithe. A Christian that does not pay tithe, watch your life. It's not even something, just watch your life. You as a Christian, God is your partner. In fact, not just partner, he's the chairman, but he's a very liberal chairman of that, your business. So he takes only from the profit 10%, he gives you 90%. He's not a good God. He's not a good partner in the business. 90%, take, give me 10%. And a wicked Christian will chop the 10% too. That's why he said you are a robber. God gets angry. Even you as a human being, 10% only from profit, take 90%. No. I made 100 million. Make I carry 10 million. Give church. No, 10 million go buy me land. When you begin to think like that, Satan is after you. Watch. Very soon you won't know what you did with that money. You come back again to square one. Acknowledge him. Amen. Amen. Acknowledge him with thanksgiving. Appreciate him. Let him know that without him you could not have gotten what you have gotten. And he didn't say much. He said take 10%. After you have given your tithe, you must endeavor part of it to sow on some other places. There are motherless babies' homes. There are orphanages. There are people, even within the church. In a church like this, there is a help ministry. There are a group of brothers that just came together just to be pulling their resources together and to be helping widows. Help from time to time, they will gather themselves, task themselves with offerings and come and give it to the widows. Establishing widows on something to do for themselves. Why not pick a poor family and one child there and say, I will sponsor the education of that child. Do you know what you have done for that family? And it costs nothing. Why not decide, say, every month, you know, as part as if it's a staff, a part of the expenses in my business, 10,000 naira, I am giving to a particular family. You know, something like that. It secures your business. He said, when you pay that, say he will open the windows of heaven and pour you a blessing that you will not have enough room. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The widow of Zarephath, when Elijah went, what did he say she should do? In a time of famine, the last food she had, go and prepare for me first. Always put God first. Put God first. Don't say it is small. Put God first. Put God first. And you will see that business will never fold. Amen. That investment you put will never go down. As long as you operate these principles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the teaching of first fruit, the way the Pentecostals and some of these churches teach it, it's wrong. Let me correct it quickly. First fruit is not that every year your first salary you will carry it to your church for offering. That is not it, though. They are misrepresenting and misinterpreting the hand. They know what they are doing to enrich themselves. That's not what it means. You pay first fruit only once. For that your business. For that your employment. The month that you start that job, that first salary that you collect, you don't pay tithe from that first salary you collect. From that first salary you collect, you pay first fruit offering. And first fruit is to get a part of that your salary. And take it before the Lord in prayer. You provide them with work, And this is my first fruit. It's not the whole salary. Oh. Just get a part of it. But if you decide on your own, I will keep everything. Now you decide. But the Bible says, part of it. It is part of it. Somewhere I say, the first of the first fruit. Get it and bring it to the Lord in offering, prayerfully. That is the offering that you should take, go before your pastor and, you know, go for prayer before you drop it. Now, after that, from the next month, for the rest of the years, you will be there. It is now your tithe, only God demands. You don't come again and start another first fruit in January next year. First fruit in another January. No! Only once for that business. But if you lose that job, or you got a better job somewhere, the first salary now, and this is your new job, the first salary too, they are now, you now pay first fruit. Praise the Lord. And it must not be January. It is the first month you receive that salary. Amen. I know somebody came to me, despite my preaching, he said to him, oh, he said he brought his first fruit so year, and they brought it. I prayed for him, and he saw how that year was wonderful for him, and the last year he didn't bring, and he saw how the year was miserable for him. So this year, he decided he must bring, oh, for January. I said, that is you, but it is not a doctrine. If you, that is where your faith is leading you to walk with God, fine, but don't say God will say. God didn't say like that. Praise the Lord. I don't finish.